from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How about we just ask him, like, is that okay we say brother?
Well, okay, or do we have to do the way you just did the It's a very Jim Rohn-ian.
You can do the however you'd like.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. Like, you'd be like, brother.
What if I just slip the brother in there? What if I'm just like...
Is that what you call it?
What if I'm just like,
you walked into that, man.
Physical problems have been well documented. This is great. How you feeling, brother?
How do I feel? Great. I can't wait to talk to Hulk Hogan.
That was...
unintentionally funny.
That was a hypothetical question.
Feeling great.
To Hulk Hogan. Oh, what an absolute F off start to F off Friday.
What time do you start giving your kids coffee?
7 a.m. So,
about the right time.
I went through the other day because I was trying to figure out the rest of the Guardian schedule. And there is a Twitter poll out right now that's a great Twitter poll at 92.3 The Fan on X. And they've got 13 regular season series left to the playoffs. And what I realized is that the Guardians have the perfect schedule down the stretch to do two things. One, maximize the drama. Because you play 11 games against Minnesota and Kansas City. So that's a quarter of your games are against the two teams you're trying to last out or outlast in the AL Central. And then you also have series against the Yankees, Astros, and Dodgers. That's three of the best teams in baseball, who are right up there with your record. All those three teams have some level of a stranglehold on their division. The Yankees, it's a little tenuous because of the Orioles, but the Dodgers are running away with the NL West, as are the Houston Astros. So I think I think in terms of drama, especially if they continue to be inconsistent, Dustin, I think when you talk about half of your games are against division leaders or teams you're trying to fight for your own division for, I think that when we talk about maximizing the drama with, and by the way, very few easy series coming up, I think that only makes it more interesting. And I think the tension, that fevered pitch, that tense vibe amongst Guardians fans, where we have people arguing over things like whether their absolute ceiling is winning the World Series or their absolute floor is getting swept in the first round, I think it's only going to get more tense. I think this is the first time that it's, because it's not just a AL Central race, it's a pennant race as well. Yep. It's a get a top two seed race. I think it might be the most dynamic stretch run we've had since the 90s. With the Guardians, with how this is shaping up,
I think it's got a chance to be special. I need to see more as we finish the season. That'd be nice. But the last week, I just have felt like good vibes coming from the organization and the players. Like they're playing hard. Like there's energy. Like you just see, they seem like they're in it. You know what I mean? They're locked in.
So you know what's interesting?
What's up?
I think they've been playing the same way this whole time. But, meaning, I think they play hard the whole time and they do all. But can I tell you the one thing that I do think that I started to see towards the end of this five-game win streak? I think they're starting to play beyond the stress again. Which, like, if you remember those first 77 games, they played as if there was no stress on them because they just trusted each other and they trusted what they do. And so they got out of that rhythm. And I think that's why they've been so boom or bust since the All-Star break and even right before the All-Star break. I think we're starting to see that swagger come back. That's not good for the rest of baseball. Like, that if this team regains, because again, they play hard, and I'm not saying like they, but there was a couple weeks in July where you could tell that they were in their thoughts, in their feelings, and it was not a good situation. But I think one of the reasons why I didn't panic, and I talked about bad luck baseball, which is what was behind the series loss to Arizona and the last two, you know, losses to Minnesota, I think, or the first two losses to Minnesota, I think the reason why I kept talking about that is, even in that, even when they were losing, yeah, you could tell they were a little tense, but it wasn't like it was in July.
Mm.
July, I think they bottomed out. And I think they've been slowly building back. And so I think that the losing streak that came before the winning streak, I think they've been playing the same kind of ball. And I think it's starting to pick up. And I also think you're starting to see more, I don't want to say desperation, Stephen Vogt's patience has started to wear thin. And I don't mean this in a bad way, like he's being ill-tempered or anything. I think he's starting to manage this team and manage certain guys' playing times as if, well, you're not cutting it, and I'm not going to give you 5 days in a row to screw it up. I think Rocchio is one of those. I think, and this is really since August, and since the All-Star break, you've started to see Schneeman get more run there. You've started to see just a bunch of guys peppered in that spot and trying to find a way of getting Rocchio out of the lineup when it seems like he's had a couple bad games in a row. I think what he's doing with the outfield is more aggressive. We've not seen Tyler Freeman in center field nearly as much as we did for the first 75, 77 games of the season. So here's the other thing, though, when I was paying attention to the schedule that just kind of stood out, because it does maximize the drama. I also think it's going to leave no doubt. This is not a cakewalk. This is not the Browns beating the Jags, who were right at the beginning of a collapse, Justin Fields at the end of his time in Chicago, that the Houston team that was beleaguered at that time with a backup quarterback, the Jets without Aaron Rodgers, and then the Bengals at the end of a lost season with Jake Browning. This is not that. Half of the teams are against legit World Series contenders. And by the way, it's even more than that once you factor in Texas is on the docket. Milwaukee's on the docket. You've got, what is this one other team I was thinking about that I'm now looking at? Tampa Bay's not a pushover despite the fact they sold off a quarter of their team. So if you're still looking at this and saying, I need to see more of the rotation. If you are the remaining holdouts that are skeptical, like I think it was Scott, who responded to our totally legitimate, awesome Twitter poll that Andy Roth tried to drive in the side of a mountain a la John Denver, respectfully. If you're one of the remaining holdouts, I think the next 40 games, if the next 40 games don't do it to you, you're just a non-believer, which is fine. But the next 40 games, that Twitter poll, I said it earlier, that Twitter poll, the two extremes, you get swept in the first round, you win a World Series. That Twitter poll, I'm going to change my answer on it about three times before the end of the season. But I think by the time these 40 games are over, I'm going to be able to say definitively, there's no chance in hell they're getting swept in the first round, or there's no chance in hell they're winning the World Series. That's good. That was like good, like hardcore sports talk.
That was a good rant.
Yeah.
I said to you before the show, I think they got a chance. If they can advance, win a series.
With their chance.
They'll have a shot, man. Like I don't know.
I need you to get off the bench.
Is this team as good as 2016?
I think they're better. That rotation.
In what area?
That rotation was better. I actually think
there's a lot better here.
I would say that the bullpen is better because you've got four guys you can give high leverage opportunities to. And that year it was two guys. It was Allen and Miller. And they could cover three innings of ground. These high leverage relievers you can go up to five innings with because Heron, Sandlin, and Smith have all shown you they can give you multiple innings or an inning and a quarter, inning and a third, inning and a two innings. That's great. Really, really lost the dismount on that one. But inning and two thirds or two innings on any given night. So. Yeah, like I think that team, it just enough hitting. One starter. And down the stretch, you did have more starters. Cookie was still there that year. Bauer had yet to meet Mr. Drone. Like, you did have some guys. You had good starting pitching until the playoffs.
I'm what an idiot.
Yes. That is a factually accurate statement. Smart, by the way. Like engineer level smart. Quite an idiot, though. 216-474-0092. If the playoffs started today or tomorrow, just one of these next 2 days, somewhere in the next 24 hours, what would you expect from the Guardians? Get swept in the first round or win the whole damn thing? We got, oh boy, we got preseason game number two. I think I might have found the one reason why you should watch tomorrow. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.